Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSU Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm very excited about today's show. It's a different topic, and it's kind of like going back home. We're not going to talk about a whole lot of politics today. We're going to talk about some heroes. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for the great Heavenly Father that you are. For your grace and your mercy and your love and your forgiveness. Oh, Father, thank you for that. Thank you for the gift of salvation and forgiving us of our sins. Reveal to us, Father, all the things that are going on in this world that we need to know about. And protect us from the evil ones. Show us the purpose in all these trials. We know it is to draw closer to you. Make us a humble and repentant and grateful people. Protect us, Father. Protect our president and those around him. Guide each and every one of them. Give them godly counsel. Guide us, Father. For we're the ones who are really the ones in charge of running this nation. We're the backbone. Help us to be what we should be. And we thank you for your many, many blessings. That we might better serve you, Father, we thank you so much. I surrender CSC Talk Radio to you, Abba Father, and I cast my burdens at your feet. Equip me to do thy will, and may I always speak and seek truth. I thank you for always hearing and answering our prayers. And grant me the patience, Father, because I know my timetable and yours are not the same. You know the needs that are here and in this nation. And we bow before you, O God, with hearts that covet your will and your ways, for they are always the best ways. It is for such a time as this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been over a year ago that I was visiting with a good friend of mine, Brian, who happens to be a truck driver. And I was visiting with him about the show. He's always had a great interest in the show. He was actually connected to the show for a time. We were talking about how I wanted to bring industries together that all work together. If you stop and think about it, all the industries in this nation, they really are connected. And so I was seeking somebody in each industry. And I happened to ask him if he knew anybody in the trucking industry that might enjoy and could use CSE Talk Radio. And he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. And he told me about OOIDA. And he threw those letters out and I go, what? Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association. He said he's a member of them and he just absolutely loves what they do for their members. I love that word, independent. After all, isn't that what this nation is supposed to be all about? Here on CSE Talk Radio, we've discussed a lot about our energy industry and how there's nothing we have in our hands or on our desks or in our homes that doesn't have connections to or within the energy sphere. And this year, the year of the pandemic, there has been much talk about the heroes. And the top of that list is always, of course, our healthcare workers. While the topic of lost jobs and the lockdowns of many businesses, is kind of a regular thing with us, there are those unsung heroes who get up and go to work every single day, and I'm talking about America's truck drivers. Without these hardworking, dedicated men and women, all our store shelves would be empty. The medicines and the medical supplies would not make it to the healthcare workers or the hospitals. We wouldn't have our food, our clothes, that once hard to come by toilet paper. The oil in our cars, the light bulbs in our lamps, the pens on our desks, and the paper, and it goes on and on and on. And each item comes to you by some hero, a truck driver. One truck driver who listened to the show years ago told me America's highways are his backyard, that he knew this country that well. Me, I get lost just turning the corner. They're not going to hire me to drive anybody's truck, that's for sure. Today I want to talk about our truck drivers. I've invited two from the OOIDA to visit with us and tell their stories. Nobody can bring America home better than our heroes, the truck drivers, the ones who drive the big rigs and the small ones across this nation. They literally see it all, and we welcome them today. We have two visitors. We have Louis Pugh. He began his career in trucking as a motor transport operator for the U.S. Army Reserve in 1992. After leaving the military, Louis soon bought a truck and made the leap into owner-operator in 1996. Louis has been mostly recently in Landstar Ranger. In his 13 years with Landstar, he pulled a flatbed trailer hauling various goods under his company name, Bum Steer Trucking. During this time, Louis received a Landstar's Star of Quality Award in his more than 25 years as a successful owner-operator. He's been in trucking about as long as I've been in radio. He achieved more than 1 million safe, accident-free miles. That's quite an accomplishment. I'm going to move on to Richard. His name is Richard, and they call him Dick Pingle. He was an owner-operator for 46 years. He drove a 2008 Volvo VNL 780, hauling refrigerated LTL freight. Dick is married to his wife, Char. It's always best if they're married to their wife. I just wanted to say that. They have a son and a daughter and three grandchildren. His two favorite trucking moments are being elected to the OOIDA Board of Directors and being named as a TA and Petro Citizen Driver Honoree. What Dick likes about the industry is the people. Isn't that wonderful? He says, the people I've met over the years, customers, other drivers, industry professionals, I'm proud to call them all friends. He says, I try to show every driver I meet that it takes all of us to make a difference. That's my kind of guy right there. We welcome both of you, Louis and Dick. Welcome to CSE Talk Radio. How are you doing today, my friends?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah, is this Louis? Okay. I got to figure out which voice is which. Louis, say howdy.
I'm Louis.
I'm Louis.
Thanks for having us.
And this is Dick.
All right. Well, before we get to the heart of this, and I want to really do that, because whenever I first went on your website, now you've created a new website, I think, since I've been on there. That's how bad I am. There was a story about the first office, the very beginning of OOIDA, that I just thought was 100% American. It started out in just a little bitty old thing, and the way it was described, I thought of a phone booth. It was just a really small little shanty shack where I think you pretty much had a telephone, and that was about it. And I wanted to hear the story about the very beginning of OOIDA, and then I want to talk about the things that our truck drivers do and what you do for them as their representatives in D.C. and around the world and keeping them informed about things. But OOIDA had a pretty humble beginning is what I read. Am I correct in that, or am I remembering something else?
No, you're correct. That's 100% correct. And is it okay to call you Beth, or would you rather be called Mrs. Schoenberger?
Oh, Beth.
Okay. And again, this is Louie. And, yeah, we started in 1973. Very humble beginnings. Some owner-operators, of course, the arable embargo was going on. Fuel prices were out of control.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of shutdowns and stuff like that going. And some owner-operators all got to...
Louis, I'm going to have you hold on because I really want to hear that story, and we're headed into one of those necessary evils called a commercial break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with OOIDA, Louis Pugh, and Richard Pingle, and we will all three be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Bring on the glitz this holiday season with MakeupAmerica.us. Rhonda, CEO and founder of Makeup America, is offering her one-and-done sister sets, matching lipstick and nail polish. But Rhonda didn't stop there. She's added a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. Most sister sets are under $30. Remember to use the promo code BethAnn20 for 20% off. Get one and done. You got more for less. Easy, smart shopping, right? These sister sets are perfect. Whether a hostess gift, Hanukkah, or Christmas gifts, appreciate your first responders. Great stocking stuffers, and say thank you to teachers. And shh, don't forget your Secret Santa. Bring some glitter to your Happy New Year celebrations. One and done it is. Each sister set includes a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. You will also save close to $9 in the four-color American manicure set when using the promo code BethAnn20. Visit MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BethAnn20 to receive 20% discount off all Makeup America products. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with some new friends we have in OOIDA. Louis Pugh was just telling us the story of their humble beginnings, and I want to go back to Louis, and I apologize. I wasn't watching the clock, and I got all wrapped up in knowing this story, and I had to cut you off. So let's start all over again. I want to hear about that, and I know my listeners do. We love humble beginnings.
Oh, and that's no problem at all. I understand, and no problem whatsoever. But, yeah, like I said, of course, in the early 70s, the oil embargoes were going on, fuel prices were high, and, you know, a lot of turmoil in that, and truckers were, there were shutdowns and different things across the country. So a group of truckers, a small group of truckers, got together and thought they would go down to Washington, D.C. and talk to Congress and tell them the problems and the issues that truckers were facing, and they'd get everything fixed up, and everybody could go back to work, and we'd all have a happy life. Well, they did that, but unfortunately, it didn't really go as they thought it would, of course, and you know, a lot of the fights that they were brought up then were still fighting today, unfortunately, but that group of folks all realized when they got back and that things didn't get better from their first trip down there, that they needed to organize. They needed to speak with one voice. We couldn't have people all over the country, right, you know, saying, going different directions. You know, you have to be unified if you want to make a movement. So they started OOIDA here in Green Valley, Missouri. And you're correct. It was very humble. Our first office was a 12-foot by 40-foot trailer like a construction trailer or something like that, office trailer. It was chained to a light pole in the truck stop. They paid about $40 a month, I think, for rent at the time. And there was a telephone and a CB in there, and that was in a desk, and that was about it. And that's how we got started.
Yeah, that's what I read about. It sounded more, you know, I had a vision more like a phone booth, but when you talk about a work trailer like that, my husband was in construction, and they'd pull a trailer on a job like that, and it's pretty humble. They got the phone,
exactly.
And that's about it.
Exactly.
And that was before the cell phones.
Right, and our long-term president, who passed away a couple of years ago, Jim Johnson, who helped really, him and Todd really helped to build and create this organization and make it what it is today. That's what Jim was our third president. We had a couple presidents through the first couple years, but Jim always liked to say, I woke up one morning and I was sort of the last man standing, so I became the president, and so the third president. And in 1975, they left the camper trailer at the truck stop, and in fact, the truck stop that it was parked in is now where our office building is here off of 70 in Green Valley on the suburb of Kansas City. And but anyway, they moved into a laundromat, or an office on the edge, on the side building of a laundromat. And Jim always said it didn't sound like much of an improvement, but it really was over the camper trailer to get into an office building.
And you do your laundry while you're there, you know. You got to cover it all.
And then in 1975, we started our magazine, Landline Now. Landline Now is our radio show. But we started our magazine, Landline. Our first year, our printing, I think, was around $2,600, which at the time was three times what Jim Johnson's salary was, who was our president and working here full-time. So, that shows you where we came from. And as time progressed, Jim hired Todd. Todd became a member, I think, in 76. Todd started taking, he was still driving. Jim, of course, had been a driver and parked his truck. Todd was going around the country, still driving truck, pulling a flatbed, and he would take pictures and write articles and stuff like that part-time for the magazine. And then in 1980 or 81, Todd came in full time, and he actually sold his truck and trailer and used the money to buy a typesetting machine for the magazine.
Wow. That's dedication. Yeah. That is putting your all into it. Was about 2 years, and it may have been 3 years ago, and I'm gonna throw this one at Dick. We had a discussion on the air because I didn't know about you guys at that time, and I'm embarrassed to say that because I'm just down the road a piece. I'm in a little town called California, Missouri. Even though we're nationally syndicated, that's where I live and broadcast from. And so I'm just down the road a piece. I've got a niece that lives in your town, so I'm going to have to come up there and visit you guys if that's okay. And,
yeah, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you.
Awesome. And but I had a man named Forrest Lucas on the air, and he was very concerned about the trucking industry. And it was just before they initiated the ELD. And we were talking about that, and I know that the time has passed on that, and that has probably already become something that all truckers have to deal with. And I'm going to throw that one at Dick, and he can talk about that a little bit.
As far as ELD, well, actually, we're still fighting that, so it hasn't been over completely. But, and we have to appreciate what Forrest Lucas has done, not only for that. He really worries about the country and truckers and everything, so I have to be happy with what he's doing and stuff, but the ELD was a problem, but that comes back to the other thing that my take is that Jim Johnson, who started OIDA, and Todd were both visionaries because they realized that we had, as a group, had to talk to the regulators that were actually controlling our industry, and so they understood that we had to be in Washington, we had to be in the state houses and stuff like that, and that's how we ended up fighting the ELD mandate.
And let's just, for my listeners who aren't truck drivers, I know I have a lot of them that are, and some of those will listen on the stations that carry me later at night while they're on the road and they're bored. They'll listen to me. But let's explain to my listeners again what the ELD is and how it affects these, especially our independent drivers.
Well, the ELD stands for Electronic Logging Device. It precedes what we had before, which was the AOBRD, which is automatic onboard recording device. This was the latest iteration. And what the idea was is that we have hours of service, and so we're limited in our time, the time we can work and the time that we have to spend sleeping and stuff like that. We're allowed, we're allowed 14 hours on duty, working, driving, and then we have to take a 10-hour break. And the ELD is a recording device, and unfortunately, what the government decided was we have one set of hours of service for the whole industry. This industry is so varied, but the government decided that one size fits all. So
yes.
they thought the great idea would be we're recording our hours of service on a paper log. They weren't happy with that. The safety groups and the government got together and came up with an electronic recording device, and that's what the ELD is. Unfortunately, like I said, the problem isn't the recording device. It's the hours of service that are inflexible for the varied operations in trucking. Because Louie did flatbed. I did refrigerated LTL, which is less than truckloads. So I had numerous stops a day. You have tankers. You have you can go on. And there's just no way that one size, one regulation fits all those different ways that trucking is manifested.
And, you know, that's kind of the way it is in almost any industry, and especially those listeners that I have that are usually independent businesses and ranchers and farmers and truck drivers that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And that's, you know, Congress, they spend too much time behind a desk. They need to ride around in a truck once in a while. They need to ride around with our policemen once in a while. They need to get out there on a combine or disc up some ground. They need to see what real America is out here doing and how we survive and how we help them survive. That's what they need to do. Then they might legislate a little bit differently. But, you know,
that's why we're hoping that
point.
Todd Spencer. Oh, go ahead.
I just said that's a very good point, and I would also add to what Dick's saying, not only is trucking diverse, but what you have to deal with on a daily basis is diverse and ever-changing. You can wake up in the morning with hopeful intentions that you're going to be where you need to be in a certain time and get everything done in your day with no hiccups, but all it takes is a road construction, or you get held up with a shipper, or somebody, your truck breaks down, or a flat tire.
I hear music. I hear music. Let's talk about dealing with our legislators when we come back after this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with OOIDA, Louis Pugh, and Dick Pingle. And Beth Ann will be right back.
Okay, let me tell you, there's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to PSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm pretty excited to visit with the OIDA. And I was really excited when I found out they're just down the road a piece last year. And I failed to get there. I had full intentions. And every time I'd call, I'd get this or that. And not your fault. It was you know, just the way things went. And then this year we had a pandemic. And I've not been hiding, but a lot of people are hiding. You know, it's we were talking when we went to the break, Louie, about some of the things with the legislature, and you can tell by my commercials that I support America. I believe folks like you, our ranchers, our farmers, the factory workers, they are the foundation of this nation, and we are all the forgotten people. And it took President Trump to kind of wake everybody up and say, hey, yeah, I do have a voice. So I'm going to turn that over to you, to what you were saying before we went to a commercial.
Well, Dick was just explaining very correctly, you know, how diverse the industry is and how the one size doesn't fit all with hours of service just because of the different business models and different mm-hmm. things that people do in hauling trucking, because it's just a hugely diverse industry. But my other point that I just wanted to add, too, is with the way the hours of service work and there's no flexibility. You know, a guy can wake up in the morning and have good intentions and his day all planned out of where he's going to be, when he's going to be there, and everything fine. And all it takes is one little hiccup, whether it's traffic jam or an accident or a you know, flat tire. He gets held up at a shipper. He gets held up at a receiver. You know, all these things that are out of his control can happen. Or maybe he just doesn't feel well, or he gets sleepy and wants to take a nap. And, you know, it's just the way that with the induction of the ELD and there's no flexibility in hours of service, it can mess up his whole day. And, you know, again, he has no control over this, which at the end of the day costs him money because, unfortunately, the way most drivers are paid are by piecework, by the amount of miles they drive. And so if they're not turning their tires, they're not making any money.
That's right. You know, Dick, there's something I was taught whenever I was in sales years and years ago. I was a mom with a whole bunch of little kids at home, and I sold Tupperware. And they were telling us, this is you. You run your business, and your day is your day. But that's not true. That's not true if you're an independent business. Your business and your day is your customers, and you have to accommodate them. And so you still have to form your day around or in whatever the situation, your deliveries, everything has to be around your customers. And I think people fail to understand that. Just because you're independently owned or you own your own business doesn't mean your day is your own. You're serving a community. You're serving others. And you still have to answer to them. They are the boss. I think people fail
well,
to understand that.
Absolutely right. It just We have a rigid, or the government gives us a rigid set of hours, but unfortunately we don't have any control over probably 95% of our day. So we have to worry about that. And let me back up just a little bit. One of the things, like I said, OIDA is still fighting the ELD mandate, but what our real idea is that even with the hours of service, we think that the driver should have more control over when he's tired, he should be able to sleep. When he's awake, he should be able to drive. That's our theory on the HOS. And with the ELDs, it's not that we're against ELDs. You know, everybody thinks, you know, that we just hate them. It's what we would want to get rid of is the ELD mandate where everybody is forced to use this machine. And we think that the business and the owner operator and whatever company should be able to run their business the way they see fit. And so if they think ELDs are a great idea for them, they should be able to have them. But one truck owner operator shouldn't have to kick out that expense if it doesn't fit his business model.
And that's what I was going to say. There were a huge expense for these independent operators.
Oh, and they're not reliable either.
Well, that's government. The ones pushing it are the ones who make it, and then the big trucking firms that thought they could squeeze out. That's my understanding from when I visited with Forrest. You know, they could squeeze out the independent guys and because of the cost and the inconvenience of it all. But, you know, we were talking about earlier, I mentioned that these folks in Congress, they don't have a clue how real America lives and what we do to survive every day and provide every day. And we love our jobs. We love our work for the most part. I mean, you know, I worked in a factory years and years ago. My dad worked in a factory, and then he became a piano tuner. He did both things, you know. But we love to work and provide. And they don't get that. They don't get that at all. And my late boss used to say, he thinks anybody in Congress, anybody that holds an office, they ought to own their own business for a while and know what it is to make payroll and make the bills and do this and do that. And he said, I'd rather have a businessman running this place than anybody else. And here we've got a businessman, and they just hate him to death. And I don't know what your politics are, but he does know. And I've seen him with the truckers, the picture of him. And I never saw that with any other president that I can recall. And somebody that took an interest in the foundation of this nation, which is the working force, which is us.
I agreed with the America First.
and that's the thing with OIDA. We have to be, of course, we're a bipartisan organization.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate, and we try to, we have to work with everybody, you know, no matter who comes and goes. And, yeah, we appreciate the president reaching out to truckers, and we had some ongoing talks with the president. And, you know, hopefully the new president will embrace trucking as well. We'll wait to see.
Well, my point is nonpartisan because I don't think any of them, regardless of party, really understand what's going on in the heart of this nation, which is the working force.
I would agree.
Just like all the shutdowns. Well, you know, I had an old cowboy who used to go up there once in a while, and he was a friend with, she's passed away now. Her name was Helen Chenoweth, and she was a representative up there from out west. And she visited with this cowboy up there and walked around. She says, "You see what I'm telling you, GB?" She says, "This is just a good old boys club. They're only enemies in front of the camera." So it is bipartisan because it's all about America. You know, it's exactly. We're not supposed to be about this or that. And, you know, I get pretty political on this show. I won't lie about it. But I get just as angry at what they call the right side as I do the left side. Because, you know, it's our side. It's the American people. They're supposed to be representing us. And so I get just as aggravated at all of them. But going back to the trucking industry in OIDA and what you do, I was embarrassed to not know that you even existed until Brian had told me about you guys, and then find out you're right here in Missouri in the heartland made it even better for me. I know some truck drivers. I have some as friends, and you know, like they're foreigners or something. I have friends that are truck drivers, and you know, they work hard. They put in long hours, and they have to juggle things with their families, and they have to. Right now is a busy time, I would expect, with getting deliveries and everything made. But all year round, it's you guys that we rely on, the ones that bring the food to the market, the ones that put the stuff, the junk, wherever it comes from, on the shelves in the stores that we just think we got to have, you know. It's the truck drivers. They're the ones that keep this place going. They really do put it all together.
That is correct, and we appreciate that you realize that. We appreciate you sharing that message because people people get aggravated with trucks because they're slow and they're big and they take up the highway. But they are, and I tell everyone, no matter, there's always a real person in that truck. There's a real family man. There's a real mother. There's a real father.
Absolutely.
Whatever in that truck, a son or a daughter, or whoever. They have family. They're away from their family. Dick knows it way more or better than I do. You miss lots of holidays. You miss lots of birthdays. You miss ball games. Lots of things because you're out here trying to keep the nation going, and you know, trucking is the blood of the nation, carrying stuff.
The highways are your guys' backyard.
Yeah.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with OIDA and Louis Pugh and Dick Pingle, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message. Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
For all Mike's amazing products and discounts, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168, and tell them Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, men, I'm going to tell you right now, I just had someone give me a shout-out that they wanted me to tell you thank you for all that you two do there with OIDA. And that call is coming from Nebraska, and she wanted to thank you for all that you're doing for this nation and for the truck drivers. So you have people out there, you have fans now that you didn't know you had before.
Well, we appreciate that, and they're more than welcome.
Thank you. You know, we're a little, in the chaos that we're in. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring as far as the President of the United States. And yesterday, and somebody wanted me to ask you this question, but yesterday Biden had announced that he will make Pete Buttigieg the transportation secretary. And, you know, I don't think he's equipped for the job, but he'll probably have people underneath him that have been doing it for a while. So I kind of wanted to get the changing of the guard. It always takes place no matter who becomes president. The changing of the guard takes place. And the infrastructure here in this land. Nobody knows better than the truck drivers what need is in that. So I was going to have you address that. And then before we quit today, I want you to really push OOIDA for my listeners who are truck drivers and are not members yet. So let's talk about the changing of the guard. What do you think that might bring? You're probably just as clueless as the rest of us, maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, like I said, we're bipartisan. And, you know, here at OIDA, we don't have a real good idea what his plans are going to be. I mean, he made some statements when he was running for president. And, you know, whether that's true or political rhetoric, we don't know. And, you know, he's not the president, so maybe Biden has a different outlook than he did when he was running for president. Of course, we're always willing to work with anyone. Looking forward to hopefully having a meeting with him sometime soon to find out what his intentions are. At the end of the day, when it comes down to us, you know, we want him to have an open mind and understand the real issues that impact our nation's drivers. And if he's willing to do that, then you know, we're willing to help. And if he's not willing to do that, then we'll have to do what we have to do to make sure our truckers are being protected and being treated the correct way, which is how we handle everyone. I mean, unfortunately, with Chow, when she was in DOT, she wasn't very open or forthcoming or anything with trucking. So, right. You know, maybe this will be better. Who knows? You know, unfortunately, that's the problem. These cabinet positions change every 4 years or every 8 years, depending on, and sometimes more than that. So it's just a new phase. And like you said, nobody really knows where he's coming from.
No, and you know, we never do, because we know that these positions are not necessarily because they're equipped to do the job.
Right. I mean, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter which party it is that's in charge. We know that these positions are sometimes just given out of gratitude for something else. But the infrastructure, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that's the frustrating part about all these positions. They usually never pick anyone who has experience or knowledge. And that's what at the end of the day, nothing against anyone, but that's what we'd really like to see, is put people in these positions that have transportation and have that knowledge
experience.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a political appointees that are trade-offs or friendships or however they decide this.
Yeah, however they decide that. So. And what about the infrastructure, Dick? Can you tell our listeners just exactly what we need out there? Because I know the truck drivers know better than anybody.
Well, we'd like the money that's taken in on by the fuel taxes and stuff like that actually spent on the roads and not spent on bike paths and other, you know, memorials and stuff like that. The trucking in general, we don't mind paying for what we ride on, but too often money's siphoned out of the trust fund for things that are non-trucking related. And just back to Louie's point about appointees, what I started to say before is our president right now, or Todd Spencer, has actually thrown his hat into the ring to be FMC, or Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration administrator. So if we could get Todd in there, we'd finally get somebody that has trucking knowledge.
And really represent the truckers. Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be fantastic. That would be just awesome. Mm-hmm. I know the every industry deals with this, you know, whether it's the USDA or whoever it is, you know, we all deal with this, that they'll put somebody in charge and they're not necessarily their best interest is really what they're supposed to be taking care of. And they come in blind, you know, in their defense, they come in blind because they've been given this position and they don't really know a whole lot about the trucking industry or the transportation industry. You know, they think about commuting rather than the truckers, I think, a lot of times when they get into these things and the infrastructure across this country. Thank you for reminding me that so much of that tax dollars was going to things that really didn't have anything to do with our highways. And you know, while the bikes and the walking trails are all nice but that's not what our tax dollars should be paying for.
No, and nobody seems to understand my idea of putting toll booths on a bike path, so I don't
know. They haven't bought that one yet?
No.
Well, we don't want to see toll booths on the highway either, just doing off air.
You know, there's one state here that we go into, we have to pay to go in, and they have it up there that's a free state. I go, how come they say it's free when I got to pay to get in and pay to get out? I don't understand.
Yeah, and not only are you paying that toll, but you're also paying highway tax dollars to fuel tax dollars or gasoline tax in a car to drive on that road as well. So you're paying twice.
You mm-hmm. are. Three times at that rate. You know,
yeah.
I don't care which one of you does this, but I want you to tell my listeners, the truck drivers that are listening, what OIDA does for them, and they should be members.
Well, our number one thing we do is we advocate for the rights of all truckers, not just small business carriers, because a lot of times people think, well, I'm just a driver, so I shouldn't belong. I don't need to belong to that, and that's not true, because drivers follow the same rules and laws that owner-operators follow, and we lobby on their behalf for all of these. So first and foremost, that's our number one thing, is advocacy for the American trucker. And, you know, with that, we told her about our humble beginnings. We've grown to an organization of 150,000 members plus.
Wow.
We have 320 employees here in Grain Valley now. We do offer services. We have some business services for small business carriers, truck insurance, drug testing, permitting, licensing. But one thing that I think is one important thing, we have a compliance department where if you have a question, whether you're an owner-operator, a driver, or just an individual, you can call in here and talk to our compliance department. It's free, whether it's a ticket or a contract you want reviewed or help on how to get collections on money or a truck or specking.
Wow.
All these people have years of experience both on the road and back office. They're here to answer your questions and or help you get answers and help you along the way. And that's free if you're a member, and that's another big thing. A lot of discount programs and stuff like that that we do as well. But,
can you give
like
your phone number real quick?
Yes, it's 1-800-444-5791.
All right, 1-800-444-5791. Guys, we're out of time. Next time I have you on, I'm going to let you tell us about your radio talk show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're all working together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.